Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Sunday was Youth Day, and we were blessed to have some of the youth do some things the adults usually do, and they did a fine job. They sang well and did everything else they were asked to do. After the service, the youth and anyone who wanted one was treated to hot dogs, drinks, and other treats. I want to thank the youth directors and for their time and patience working with our youth. Later Sunday evening, the countywide crusade for Christ got off to a good start as people from around the county came to Flag Branch for the first night of the crusade. Pastor Evans delivered a challenging sermon on the state of the church. The Greater Grace Community Missionary Baptist Church Choir led the music for the evening service and provided ushers. The crusade will continue tonight through Thursday, and Reverend Brian Irving, the pastor of Northside Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, will be the guest speaker for the week. The men had a productive breakfast Saturday and outlined some plans for remodeling the fellowship hall. If things work out as planned, everyone should begin seeing some improvements in the coming weeks and months. This Saturday, the Union County Union Youth will be at Flag Branch for their meeting. I will be delivering a message. Registration begins at 9:30 a.m. The Young Adult Ministry will meet later on that day at 5 o'clock p.m. The meetings don't last that long, and all young adults are asked to make plans to be there. I will be the guest speaker at Reverend J.N. Coble's 40th Pastoral Anniversary Service this Sunday, April 15th. I believe dinner will be served before the service. This will provide us with another opportunity to help bless and encourage another local pastor and congregation. So mark your calendars and help us to be a blessing to the Mount Moriah Church family. The NAACP will be here on Saturday, April 28th for their Woman of the Year program in the Fellowship Hall, which will start at 5 o'clock p.m. See Deacon Collins if you would like to attend. April is registration month, which means all members need to access and update their church profiles. Our member profiles are kept and accessed online now. You can use a computer, tablet, or smartphone to access your profile. If you don't have one of these, it can be done at the church, or you can ask someone to use theirs. I, along with several other members of the membership committee, can assist you. Our annual meeting will be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. So mark your calendar and note the change in the time. As many of you may already know, Deacon Wilbert Evans and Brother Barry Funderburk will be stepping down as Director of Music and Usher President after many years of dedicated and faithful service. If anyone is interested in becoming our next Director of Music or Usher President, let me know as soon as possible. And now, a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Believing in a Way to Live. Christianity is about believing in a way to live. It's about believing in the power of God to conquer death and preserve our precious gift of life forever. While there may be other claims and religions that provide for a way of achieving that goal, for us as Christians, we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. and he is the only way to salvation available to mankind. We should not put down other people's beliefs nor speak disparagingly about them. But neither should we back down or compromise what we believe to satisfy or placate someone's religion or belief. People without hope will try to ridicule us and discourage us from believing in God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But life is so precious and unique and unlikely that we must believe in a gift from, it is a gift from a divine creator who intended for us to possess it forever. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.